Lieutenant Colonel Eric Kruger was one of the highest-ranking soldiers killed in Iraq. He died in Baghdad with two other soldiers when a roadside bomb blew up the Humvee they were riding in. Last week, there was a memorial for Lieutenant Colonel Kruger at Fort Carson, Colorado. Eric Whitney of member station KRCC in Colorado Springs was there.
Eric John Kruger was 40 years old and already a veteran of four combat operations by the time he went to Iraq. He was a graduate of the Army's Elite Ranger School, served at the Pentagon, in Korea, and with the Special Forces in Afghanistan. But his friend, Lieutenant Colonel Stephen Parker, said he volunteered to go to Iraq to be the deputy commander of the brigade where he started his career as an officer.
Eric's great-grandfather served in World War I, his grandfather in World War II, his dad in Vietnam. So this was Eric's turn to serve.
On a guard! Up the tank!
Most of his brigade is still in Iraq, but hundreds of soldiers came to the memorial for Lieutenant Colonel Kruger at Fort Carson and honored him with a rifle salute.
Aim!
He was a guy who lived every day, and certainly without regret, without fear, and with a great love of country again, but a dedication and a love for his family.
Kruger leaves behind four children and his wife, Sarah. Career soldiers often speak of the Army as a family, and Parker says that was especially true for Kruger.
And there was no separation between Eric's professional life, his family life. His kids went to work with him. But his son's middle name is Armistice. He was born on Veterans Day. There was no real separation between this patriot and the parent, you know, the father and the guy who wanted to fight for freedom.
People who worked with Kruger say it didn't take long before you felt like you were a part of his family, too.
When you met him, you remembered him because he treated you like an individual and really cared about the issues that you were dealing with.
Dee McNutt retired from the military and is now a civilian employee at Fort Carson. She worked closely with Kruger before he left for Iraq.
You know, I remember one time he just walked over beside me and put his arm around me and just kind of patted my shoulder. And, you know, when he did that, he was telling me, hey, it's going to be okay, and I care, and we're going to work through this, you know. I mean, you could just tell he cared. There's not many officers who would take the extra steps that he would take.
Army Lieutenant Colonel Eric John Kruger was buried at Arlington National Cemetery. He's the highest-ranking officer from Fort Carson killed in Iraq. According to the latest Pentagon figures, only 18 officers of his rank or higher have been killed in Iraq. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Colorado Springs.